Now, Communications Minister Mamoloko Kubai-Ngubane told members of parliament yesterday she intends appealing a High Court ruling that limits her powers at the SABC. In October, the High Court in Pretoria ruled that members of the SABC board don't need ministerial approval to appoint the public broadcaster's top three executives. The ruling also clarified the circumstances under which a board member can be removed. The judgment was a victory for lobby groups fighting for the independence of the public broadcaster. Opposition parties have lashed at the minister, saying she is wasting no time in recapturing the SABC and confirming the suspicion that she has been moved to the portfolio by President Jacob Zuma for this very purpose. Joining me this evening to discuss the issue is Phumzile van Dam, the DA Shadow Minister of Communications. Phumzile, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. Thanks for having me.
And then we're also joined by Kate Skinner. She's a member of SOS. That is, of course, Support Our Public Broadcasting Campaign. And she's also an independent broadcasting researcher. Kate, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, let me start with you, Phumzile. We, of course, heralded the initial ruling as a victory for the ability of the public broadcaster to be out of the hands, essentially, of the shareholder, a member of the executive. This move, the attempt to appeal by Minister Kubai-Ngubane, now paralyzes this new board, doesn't it? Because, effectively, it puts all the decisions into abeyance.
It absolutely does. What was very important about that judgment is that it provided legal certainty about issues that were perhaps not very clear. It made it very clear, for example, that the SABC board reports to the National Assembly, not the Minister of Communications. It made it clear that the Minister of Communications should not be involved in the appointment of the SABC's top executives. When Kubai was appointed, I think one of her first pronouncements was a commitment to let the SABC do its thing.
Yes, on this very show.
yes. And then, you know, it has very first appearance in Parliament. She goes back on this. I mean, I thought she would have been someone who welcomed the judgment. And then perhaps if there were sectors in the judgment that were not clear, then the right course of action would be to seek a declaratory order from the court saying, this is not clear, that's not clear, please provide us with an explanation. I think just the conduct of also the ANC members in that committee was very, very shocking. I mean, I think we're one of the only committees where our political differences have been put aside and we've been very firm about making sure that we deliver on our mandate to hold the Department of Communications and its entities accountable. But yesterday, we were told we couldn't ask certain questions. Board members were told not to answer us. So yes, it's very, very worrying.
Kate, are we back to this matter now turning potentially into a football again by different factions within the African National Congress? Phumzile made an important point, obviously, off the back of that ad hoc committee probe into the SABC chaired by Vincent Smith. There was a commitment across party lines to sort this matter out. It looks as if Minister Kubai's appointment has taken many people by surprise, and the SABC matter is now again seen by all the factions in the ANC as something that they need to unite on so that they can hold on to the broadcaster as an instrument that they can manipulate for narrow party political purposes.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, absolutely, it was incredibly disappointing that she took it on appeal. But I have to say that, from the civil society side, we weren't surprised that she took it on appeal. You know, the fact is that it does exactly as we've been saying, it curbs her powers quite substantially.
Yes.
Because the issue now, of course, is that she can't appoint these top three executives. And that, you know, and also what the judgment does is it puts the power back to the board on a number of issues. So I think the thing for civil society was, you know, when we were kind of expecting that she would take it on appeal. The thing that we can sort of say for a kind of longer term issues is that the judgment is so strong,
yes,
that it would be very difficult,
yes,
for her to turn back a number of these gains and these wins for us, because we see it as an absolute landmark judgment.
Yes.
And what was interesting when I was talking to one of the kind of lawyers that has worked very closely with the SOS Coalition. I mean, she was sort of saying to me, you know, when it's taken on appeal, what hopefully will happen is that, you know, the judgment would be strengthened even further in terms of, you know, particular issues being clarified.
Yeah.
So I think we're not totally depressed, but of course, you know, I mean, this is not an ideal situation.
Mm.
But the thing that I think we need to kind of focus on is that it is such an amazing judgment in terms of its putting that power back to the board. It will be difficult to overturn it.
Kate, in fact, that is precisely what William and I discussed last night, William Byrd. And he was saying that obviously also these things are process bound and it takes time and people can get quite depressed. And perhaps this is about timing and the ANC conference. But he was also very confident about the strength of that judgment. And of course, that issue in that judgment was the fact that the court considered the Broadcasting Act to trump the Companies Act. And William was saying it appears as if this minister has now gone back to the legal advice that the former Minister Mutambi used to go with, and that she is going to come down on the wrong side of the law.
Well, she is. I mean, if she starts to try and say that the Companies Act trumps the Broadcasting Act, she is going to be in very hot water, because the issue is it's very clear from this judgment that it doesn't. And I think that was also one of the things that was so powerful about the judgment, was the sense of, you know, when you're talking about the SABC, it is not a normal company.
Yes.
It is also not a normal, if you could put it that way, state-owned enterprise. It is a broadcaster. It deals with ideas.
Mm.
It deals with information. Therefore, you know, it plays a particular special role, and it needs to be a public broadcaster. And that's why the Companies Act cannot trump the Broadcasting Act.
Mm.
And I think, again, it's interesting. It came up, you know, in the ad hoc committee discussions, and it has now been clarified, you know, once I would say very strongly, you know, that the Broadcasting Act is the most powerful act.
Yeah.
And again, you know, long term, I think it's going to be very difficult to overturn that, to push that back. And that's why, I mean, I think as civil society, we've kind of been in here for the absolute long haul. You know, we've been here for years. And so in a way, so we have a sense of like, long term, it's going to be difficult to push some of these gains back, if I can say that again.
Mm-hmm. Pumzile, let me bring you in here. Now, you obviously have been, you know, an integral part of the probe. You've seen the entire process through as the lead member of the DA on this, when the journalists came and all these different groups of people came to account in front of Parliament. From where you're sitting in the opposition benches, do you think that it didn't really matter which faction in the ANC is, you know, whilst there was certainly an opening up when Claudia was there, there's almost a realization now that they need to kind of put their differences aside and hold on to the right of the minister that comes from the ANC to have that deciding power over the appointment of those three top executives at the SABC, and that this has everything to do with the elective conference and also, you know, being able to manipulate what happens at the SABC through the position of shareholder, at least in the run-up to the 2019 elections.
Look, I think during the ad hoc committee, I mean, I think some of it was genuine. I think, for example, Makosi Khoza was very genuine. And Chauke, another member of the ANC, was very genuine. But I do think now in hindsight, after all the hard work and sweat and tears over the last couple of months to make sure that we start to steer the SABC to calm waters, now I'm starting to think that all it was just a factional battle with the ANC within its different factions fighting for control of the SABC. With Sebi Porgeta Kubule appointed as deputy chair, I think a certain faction of the ANC has now gotten control over the SABC, and they've decided, I think you're correct in your assessment, they've decided to put the fight aside and support the minister in making sure that she secures the SADC for the ANC. So I think you're absolutely correct in your assessment. But from our side, I mean, this is a battle that has been waging for many years. It was good that we could, with the ANC, come together for a couple of months and put our differences aside and fight for the independence of the SADC. But now that that appears to be gone, we'll do our work as the opposition to make sure that we help in fighting, making sure that the SADC remains independent.
Now, we've had a killing over the weekend. We've had, I think, the head of SABC Legal shot and killed in at his house in front of his business. We don't know the circumstances of the death. We have also, we're supposed to have an SIU probe. And of course, we know that SABC staff has been on a strike. That strike has been called off. We're not sure what the nature of the deal is, but certainly there appears to be no money at the SABC. The minister is going to take this matter on appeal with taxpayers' money. She's going to be weak on the law because the judgment that was handed down is extremely far-reaching and is very solid in law. How do we have faith in Mamoloko Kubai Ngubane when this is her stance, and what does this do for the morale, Kate, of people who've been at the SABC, who have had to go without, who've been harassed, who've been sacked and gone, gotten death threats? I'm speaking now about media workers, including journalists. Yes. And now you have a minister that's going to use public money to fight a court battle, but there is no money to even begin to put on the table, you know, a possibility of an increase for people who have been pulling at the short end of the stick.
So I was going to say that, I mean, you know, my sense is that SABC workers really, I mean, they haven't had, as you've said, an unbelievably tough time, you know, and so the issues around the strike are very much putting all of those issues on the table. I mean, the thing that I think that is important is that, you know, there are a number of processes that are happening in the SABC, you know, that have got quite a lot of momentum, and the hope is that they will continue. So, for instance, the editorial policy review. A lot of work has been done around that. That was very much around the independence of the SABC. You know, and so again, you know, and there's some very feisty, some completely amazing journalists there that have been kind of pushing for it. So the hope is that, you know, with a lot of vigilance from, you know, all the different players, you know, including the incredibly good journalists inside the SABC, you know, I don't think those processes are necessarily going to die. And that's why it's so important that you have this kind of, you know, searchlight almost on the SABC to kind of keep that, you know, strong, it's strongly in the public eye. So, but just on the finances side of things, I mean, the SABC absolutely does need to get this, you know, this either bailout or government guarantee. I mean, that's absolutely critical because it really is not a going concern. So my sense is that that needs to move ahead. And you're right that there's an issue, of course, in terms of the minister taking that forward. But my sense is that she will take it forward because, you know, the issue of it not being a going concern, obviously, you know, it's so important that she will need to. And also just in terms of the workers getting the kind of increases that they're wanting to get. I mean, again, those kind of financial issues need to be put in place. Mm-hmm. So you know, my sense is that, you know, a number of those processes have started and should continue. But you're right that obviously that what's happening at the moment is disturbing. But hopefully it's not going to be completely derailed because a lot of good work has been done so far, if I can put it that way.
All right. Now, the final question I want to put to you, Phumzile, the board. I mean, the board is a board that one had to force down President Zuma's throat. People had to threaten legal action. He eventually appointed them. He made some rearrangements in terms of the chair and the deputy chair of the board. This is going to be a test for them, isn't it?
Yeah, incidentally, the court judgment that Kubane is wanting to appeal made it very clear that the president's role in the appointment of board members was just to approve parliament recommendations and not go any not go beyond that.
There we lost Pumzile. We've run out of time, sadly, also. We have to say thank you to, of course, Pumzile van Dam. She's the DA Shadow Minister of Communications and independent broadcasting researcher and member of the SOS. Kate Skinner, thank you there for your discussion. And, of course, we are constantly in conversation with Minister Ngubane's people. She is unfortunately not able to come onto the show. And I do want to have her on. Minister, if you're listening, if your people are listening, it's an open invitation. We'd like to continue our conversation. And the reason I want to continue my conversation with you is because on this show, you in fact said you want to give full support to the court processes. I want to understand the legal basis for your appeal, because as Kate Skinner says, that judgment is a far-reaching judgment. It is solid in law. It is a landmark judgment. I want to know who you've been getting your legal advice from and what the legal basis for the appeal is. It's